Chapter 36, Nectar Devotion, Transcendental Affection, Servitude, or Dasya Ras. The mood of Dasya Ras is strong affection, which in Sanskrit is called Priti. When Priti combines with the appropriate Vibhav, Anubhavs, Sanchari Bhavs, etc., it is known as Priti Bhakti Ras, and it attains a relishable flavor within the heart of the devotee. Nectar Devotion 293, Prabhupada summarizes, this affection is relished by devotees in different transcendental tastes, and therefore the general name for this state of affection, or pure affection for Krishna. In Rupa Goswami's description, he describes Dasya Ras by quoting three different personalities. Page 293, Sridhar Swami describes Priti as Uttamras, or Bhakti, imbued with Prem. Prabhupada says, the transcendental mellow of affection has been accepted by Sridhar Swami as a perfectional stage of devotion. It is just above the humor of neutrality, or Shanta Ras, and is a requisite for the development of the serving humor. When a person in Shanti Rati develops strong affection, Priti, for the Lord, he becomes inclined toward actual service, Dasya Ras, which is a perfected stage. There's a book named Nam Kaumudi, which says that Priti Ras is a Sthayi Rati, or a state of existence, is accepted as continuous affection for or attraction to Krishna. The next authority is listed in Nectar Devotion as Sukadev, but according to the original Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in Sanskrit, this authority is actually named Sudev. Sudev describes Prita Ras as Shanta. Prabhupada says on page 293, Sudev considers this stage of affection to be in the neutral stage. Now resolving some apparent differences between the acharyas. Sridhar Swami states that Priti comes between Shanta and Dasya. The Nam Kaumudi says that Priti comes at Dasya. Sudev Goswami says it is in Shanta. We may resolve these apparent differences of opinion by noting that Priti, affection for Krishna, is in every mellow, but it is not strong enough to make its presence felt until one achieves Dasya. So there's also Priti and Shanta Ras, but it's very weak, so it's practically not evident, but it's there, it must be. So even though all rasas, all the five rasas contain Priti or affection for Krishna, Srila Rupa Goswami singles out servitude as Priti Ras because it is the first stage in which one feels the effect of Priti. So the actual effect of having affection for Krishna is one that one renders active service, which is the beginning of Dasya Rati. There are two moods of Dasya, or two divisions of Dasya Ras. One, Sambrama Priti, servitude with awe and reverence, and Gaurava Priti, servitude in a respectful mood as a son or person similarly dependent on Krishna. There's some description in Jiva Dharma. Servants in Sambrama Prita Ras have the mood that they are fit to receive kindness of their master, and those in Gaurava Priti Ras have the attitude of being maintained or reared by Krishna. When Prita or Dasya Ras becomes tasteful within the hearts of devotees, by combination with the appropriate elements of Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvic Bhav, and Vyavachari Bhav, it is called Prita Bhakti Ras or Dasya Bhakti Ras. So Sambrama Prita means the reverence and submission that a servant feels towards the master. And Gaurava Prita is the respect and high estimation that a son feels for his master, for his father. Those who consider themselves as servants of Krishna possess sambrama pritavrati, and those who consider themselves as reared by Krishna possess gaurava pritavrati. So now there's a discussion of sambrama priti, reverential servitude. Devotees engaged in servitude are attached to Krishna in the affection of reverence. So this sambrama priti towards Brijendra Nandan Krishna arises in those who have the conception, or their thinking, the abhiman, I am Krishna's servant. When that priti is gradually nourished more and more, it is called sambrama priti ras. Krishna and his servants are the alambana, which is the vibhav in this ras. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the verse describes this as this. Dasavimani nam Krishne syat priti sambramottara puravat pushyamano yam sambrama priti uchyate. When sambrama priti towards Sri Krishna is nourished in the hearts of the dasya bhaktas by combination with vibhav and other elements, is called sambrama priti ras. So the different types of bhavas that combine together to form this rasa, the vibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhavs, vyavachari bhavs, will now be described in the nectar of devotion. So vibhav, vishay alamban, Krishna as the object of reverential servitude, or sambrama priti. Sri Rupa Goswami describes Krishna's form and qualities as the object of reverential servitude. In Gokul, the alamban for sambrama priti ras is Krishna's two-armed form. In other places, Krishna is sometimes in his two-armed form or his forearm form. In Gokul, Sri Krishna is alamban in the form of that Prabhu who is dressed as a coward boy, complexion is radiant as a fresh monsoon cloud, holds a murali in his hand, and whose body is adorned with yellow cloth that defeats the beauty of gold, and who wears a crown of peacock feathers on his head. In other places, Krishna is present in a two-armed form, but he is alamban in his Aishwarya Rup, opulent form, carrying shank and chakra, conch and disc, and so forth in his hands, and wearing pearls and jeweled ornaments on all his limbs. Krishna's form is described in Nectar Devotion 293 as the Alamban Vibhav. The Vrijbhasis used to say, Krishna is always manifest before us with a complexion like a blackish cloud. He holds his wonderful flute in his lotus hands. He's dressed in yellow silks and bedecked with a peacock feather on his head. For some devotees, the forearm form of Lord Vishnu is the object of Dasya Sambrama Priti Ras. But Daruka's statement in Lita Madhava informs us that Krishna's form is a far more powerful stimulant. The qualities of Krishna, so we have the form and qualities as the Alamban Vibhav. The qualities of Krishna as the object of reverential servitude, page 294. Another devotee once said, this supreme personality of Godhead, from whose bodily pores come millions of universes, permanently rising, who is the ocean of mercy, who is the owner of inconceivable energies. This is an abbreviation. It's a very long verse. It's the actual entirety of the verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is this. That Sri Hari Krishna, who is the embodiment of Alamban for the four kinds of Dasya Bhaktas, possesses the following qualities. Millions of universes are situated in each and every pore of his transcendental body. Koti Brahmanda Vigraha. He is Krishna is the ocean of compassion, Kripambudi. Krishna is endowed with inconceivable potency, which is beyond the understanding of the jiva's insignificant intelligence, achintya mahashakti. Krishna is served by all types of mystic perfections, sarva siddhi nishevita. Krishna is the origin of all avatars, such as the guna avatars, lila avatars, shakti vesh avatar, avataravali bij. Krishna steals the hearts of self-satisfied yogis like Shukadev Goswami, Atmaram Ganakarshi, Ganakarshi. Krishna regulates everything, Ishvara. He is supremely worshipable for the jivas and devatas, Param Aradhya. Krishna is omniscient, Sarvagya. Krishna is firmly fixed in his vow, Sudrida Vrata. Krishna is opulent, Samriddhiman. Krishna is forgiving, Shamashila. Krishna is the protector of the surrendered souls, Sharanagata Palaka. Krishna is supremely liberal, Dakshina. Krishna's words never prove false, Satyavachan. Krishna can perform difficult tasks with ease, Daksha. Krishna acts for the welfare of everyone, Sarva Shubhankara. Krishna is valorous, Pratapi. Krishna is religious, Dharmika. Krishna sees and acts in accordance with Shastra, Shastra Chakshu. Krishna is the best well-wisher of his bhaktas, Bhakta Surit. Krishna is magnanimous, Vadanya. Krishna's body is radiant, extremely powerful and influential, Tejasvi. Krishna is grateful, Kritagya. Krishna is famous, Kirtiman. Krishna is the most excellent, Variyan. Krishna is strong, Bhalavan. Krishna is controlled by the love of his bhaktas, Prema Vashya. Now we discuss the Ashray Alamban, which is the second aspect of Vibhav, which is the devotee. The devotee as a reservoir of reverential servitude. The devotees who possess reverential servitude are called dasas, servants. They have particular character traits. They are humble, modest souls who always glance downward and bend over in respectful deference, prashrita. They are naturally inclined to engage their specific abilities in carrying out Krishna's order, nirdesh vashavarti. They are trustworthy and faithful, vishvasta bhakta. They are always fully aware that Krishna is their master, vinamrita buddhi. So there are four types of dasas, or four types of servants. First is adhikrita das. These are demigods appointed to specific services in the material world. Two, ashrit das. Devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord's protection. Three, parishad das. Intimate ministers who render various personal services. And anuga das. Intimate followers of the Lord in Braj and Dwarka. Adhikrita dasas are devotees whom Krishna appoints to serve as demigods. So the devas and devis headed by Brahma, Shiva and Indra are the adhikrita das and dasis. They engage in Bhagavan's service when they have attained the qualification to perform tasks related to the material universe. And this is described in page 294. Devotion. Next is ashrit das, devotees under the Lord's protection. Prabhupada tells in 295, my dear Krishna, O pleasure of Vrindavan, being afraid of this material existence, we have taken shelter of you, for you can completely protect us. We are well aware of your greatness. As such, we have given up our desire for liberation and have taken shelter under your lotus feet. Since we have heard about your ever-increasing transcendental love, we have voluntarily engaged ourselves in your transcendental service. This quotation establishes three types of Ashrita Dasas, devotees under the Lord's protection or shelter. The first one is Sharanagata, those who take shelter of the Lord's protection due to fear of material existence. And then it's told, being afraid of this material existence, we have taken shelter of you, for you can completely protect us. The second type of Ashrita Das is Jnani Chari, those who have realized Brahman, but who give up the desire for moksha and take shelter of Krishna, knowing him to be the origin of Brahman. Quote, we are well aware of your greatness. As such, we have given up our desire for liberation and have taken shelter under your lotus feet. And three, Seva Nishta, those who simply love Krishna and therefore have a fixed desire to serve him. Since we have heard about your ever-increasing transcendental love, we have voluntarily engaged ourselves in your transcendental service. And the first is these three types of Ashrita Dasas. So the Sharanagata, those who have taken shelter. Example is Kaliyanag and the kings who have been imprisoned by Jarasandha. Then the rishis headed by Shanaka are called Jnananishta Das, because they gave up the desire for mukti and jnana and took shelter of Srihari. The Seva Nishta Das are bhaktas like Pundarik, Ikshvaku, Bahulashva, Harihara, Chandradwaj, who were attached to Bhagavat and Bhajan from the very beginning. Here is further, more elaboration on these three types of Ashrita Dasas, devotees under Krishna's protection, the Sharanagata. They take shelter of Krishna out of fear. They're afraid of material existence, and they're convinced that the Lord can protect them. So on page 295-296, Rupa Goswami gives two examples of Sharanagata. First is Kaliya, who is fearing his imminent death, so therefore he surrendered to the Lord and prayed to him. And the second was a devotee who surrendered to the Lord upon destruction of his offenses, Aparad Bhanjan. He said, my dear Lord, I am ashamed to admit before you that I have carried out the orders of my masters, named lust, anger, avarice, illusion, and envy. Sometimes I have carried out their orders in a way most abominable. Yet in spite of serving them so faithfully, they are not satisfied, nor are they kind enough to give me relief from their service. They're not even ashamed of taking service from me in that way. My dear Lord, O head of the Jaru dynasty, now I have come to my senses, and I am therefore taking shelter of your lotus feet. Please engage me in your service. Second type of Ashrita Das is a Jnanachari, those who take shelter out of knowledge. A Jnanachari servant is Brahman realized and knows that the Lord is the origin of Brahman. Therefore, he renounces the desire for moksha and takes shelter of the Lord. 296 Nectar Devotion. There are many instances in the various Vedic writings of persons who were aspiring after liberation by Jnana, but gave up this process to take complete shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. Rupa Goswami gives two examples. The sages at Naimisharanya, who gave up their impersonal realization by hearing the glories of Krishna. And the second example is from Rupa Goswami's Padyavali, in which a former impersonalist describes his attachment to Krishna. The third category of Ashrita Dasas are Seva Nishta, those who take shelter of Krishna out of love. A Sharanagata was engaged in sense gratification. A Jnanachari was engaged in the process of liberation. But a Seva Nishta was attached to Krishna's service from the beginning. Prabhupada says, Those who are from the very beginning of their self-realization attached to devotional service are called Seva Nishta. Rupa Goswami gives example, quote, "My dear Lord, your transcendental qualities attract even the liberated souls and carry them to the assembly of devotees, where your glories are constantly chanted. Observing all your transcendental qualities, I have also become attracted and decided to dedicate my life to your loving service. Seeing how the Lord attracts even the liberated souls, the Seva Nishta immediately dedicates his life to the Lord's service." Rupa Goswami cites some examples of Seva Nishta, such as King Indra, King Bahulaswa, King Ikshvaku, Shutadev, Pundarik, and also Lord Shiva. Rupa Goswami mentions that Shiva is both Adikrita, an appointed servant, like the demigods, and he's also in the category Seva Nishta, one who takes shelter of the Lord's protection out of love. So how to understand this? Out of love for Krishna, Shiva takes shelter of his protection and surrenders to his service. The specific service which Krishna awards Shiva is that of an appointed demigod, Adikrita. Now, next category of these four types of dasas. Now, the Parishad das. We had Adikrita, the demigods. Then Ashrita, devotees who are taking shelter, three types. Now, the third type of dasas are Parishad das. They are the Lord's ministers who perform intimate personal services appropriate to their particular situation, such as carrying messages, fanning the Lord, etc. So the Parishad dasas, there's some example here. Uddhava, Daruka, Satyaki, Shutadev, Shatrajit, Nanda, Upananda, and Bhadra. Although they are engaged in activities such as giving advice to Krishna, they also engage in appropriate services according to time and circumstance. Bhishma, Parikshit, and Vidura are also Parishad Bhaktas and Premidasas. And Premidas Uddhava is the best among all of them. It's mentioned 297, Nectar Devotion. Rupa Goswami lists the devotee named Shutadev as both Seva Nishta and Parishad. So thus he is like Lord Shiva in two categories. Out of love for Krishna, Shutadev takes shelter of his protection and surrenders to his service, Seva Nishta. The specific service Krishna awards to Shutadev is that of a personal minister. The forms of the Parishad Dasas. All the associates of Krishna have lustrous bodily features, eyes like lotus flowers, sufficient power to defeat the strength of demigods. Specific feature of their persons is that they're always decorated with valuable ornaments. Their mood of devotion. Uddhava is always awaiting Krishna's order by standing at the entrance gate of Dwarka. The personal associates of Krishna look at Krishna with tears in their eyes, and in the enthusiasm of their service, they are not afraid even of the devastating fire generated by Lord Shiva. Their souls simply surrendered unto Krishna's lotus feet. Uddhava is the foremost Parishad Das. Uddhava's body is blackish like the Yamuna River, and it is similarly as cool. He's always decorated with flower garlands, prasadi mala of Lord Krishna. Uddhava's mood of devotion, page 297. Sri Krishna, our master and worshipable deity, the controller of Shiva and Brahma and the whole universe, accepts the controlling orders of King Ugrasen, his grandfather, who is ruling Dwarka. Krishna is the proprietor of millions of universes, yet he begged a little land from the ocean. And although Krishna is like an ocean of wisdom, he sometimes consults me and asks me for advice. Krishna is so great and magnanimous, yet he is engaged and different activities, just like an ordinary person. Now another type of ashraya or dasas are anugadas, intimate followers. The anugadasas are the most intimate personal servants of the Lord, whose hearts are always attached to performing seva. There are two types, those that live in Braj and those that live in Dwarka. The principal anugadasas in Dwarka are mentioned in 298, Suchandra, Mandana, Stamba, and Sutamba. Then in Braj, let's see the form of these anugadasas. They're dressed and ornamented like the other associates. Their mode of devotion. They render various services. Mandan always bears an umbrella over Krishna's head. Suchandra fans the Lord with a white chamara, and Sutamba supplies betel nuts. The principal anugadasas of Braj, Raktak, Patrak, Patri, Marukant, Marubrat, Rasala, Subilas, Premakand, Marandaka, Ananda, Chandrahasa, Payoda, Bakul, Rasada, and Sharada. The form of these anugadasas in Braj. They always stay in Vrindavan, and their bodies are decorated with garlands of pearls and with bangles and bracelets of gold. Their colors are just like black bees and the golden moon, and they are dressed just to suit their particular bodily features, their mood of devotion. Their specific duties can be understood from Mother Yashoda's words. Oh, Bokul, please clean the yellow dress of Krishna. Varika, scent Krishna's bath water with aguru. Rasala, prepare betel nuts. You can see that Krishna is coming home soon. The dust is overhead, and the cows can be seen very distinctly. So the foremost of all the anugadasas is Raktak. He wears yellow clothing, and his bodily color is just like newly grown grass. His devotional mood is revealed in his own statement. Raktak said, "Just hear me. Please place me so that I may always be engaged in the service of Krishna, who has now become famous as Giridhari." There are three types of Parishad and Anuga. The intimate servants of the Lord, Parishad and Anuga, have three mentalities, Durya, Dira, and Vira. Prabhupada writes in page 299, "Expert analytical studies of the direct associates of the Lord at Rupa Goswami has divided into three classes, Durya, Dira, and Vira. So the Durya are eminently fit or distinguished, and Dira are composed, calm, and clever, and Vira are heroic." Now they're broken down. Durya are those who have suitable affection towards Krishna, towards Krishna's beloveds, and towards Krishna's servants. Those devotees who display appropriate love and devotion toward Krishna and his family members are known as Durya Bhaktas. They extend appropriate love and affection towards Krishna, the lovers of Krishna, the Krishna Prayasis, means the gopis, and the servants of Sri Krishna are called Durya Bhaktas. So Raktak epitomizes this mentality, as described in 299. Not only is Krishna my worshipful, servable Lord, but also Krishna's gopis are equally worshipable and servable by me. Not only the gopis, but anyone engaged in Krishna's service is worshipful and servable by me. I know that I must be very careful not to become overly proud that I am one of the servitors and devotees of the Lord. Next category is Dira. Are those who do not have a specific service for Krishna, but are firmly situated in the shelter of one of Krishna's beloveds. They thus become a recipient of Krishna's mercy. The son of Satyabhama's nurse exemplifies this. He achieved the Lord's mercy, not exactly by executing service, but by being in the shelter of the Lord's beloved queen, Satyabhama. So, this is the Dhira. This is described more specifically in Nectar Devotion. The son of a nurse of Satyabhama was very dear to Satyabhama. At the time of Satyabhama's marriage, her father Satyajit sent this boy along with Satyabhama. He used to always live near Satyabhama in the inner chambers of the palace at Dwarka. Although he was not actually the brother-in-law of Sri Krishna, he used to behave with Krishna that way, and only by his humorous demeanor he gave pleasure to Krishna. One day he spoke to Krishna as follows, "Hey Krishna, you are the sun that causes the lotus flower of the Yadu dynasty to bloom. I have not made even the slightest endeavor to obtain the treasure of your mercy. Nonetheless, I am renowned as one of the attendants of Satyabhama, whom you worshipped by the Parijat tree." Third category is the Vira. They do not take shelter of anyone besides Sri Krishna. Lord Baladev may be a great enemy of Perlambasura, but I have nothing to worry about from him. As far as Pradyumna is concerned, I have nothing to take from him, because he's simply a boy. Therefore, I do not expect anything from anyone else. I simply expect the favorable glance of Krishna upon me. And so, I am not even afraid of Satyabhama, who is so dear to Krishna. So the Vira Bhaktas, they've attained Krishna's mercy. They're somewhat proud, and therefore they do not depend upon any others. They're called Vira Bhaktas. Jiva Goswami explains in this regard that although the Vira Bhakta internally has love for Balaram, Pradyumna, and Satyabhama, there is an outward suggestion of pride for the sake of amusement arising out of affection. This is not real pride, otherwise. It would not be rasa, but virasata, or that which is opposed to rasa, virasata. Jiva further explains that this verse was spoken by a virabhakta to an intimate attendant of Satyabhama in a secluded place. If it had been spoken in public, it would have been a source of embarrassment to Sri Krishna. Because of the satirical allusion to Satyabhama, even more so than the overstepping of Baladev. All the above-mentioned devotees are of three types, Nityasiddha, Sadhana-siddha, and Sadhaka. Prabhupada writes in page 300, "Devotees attached to the transcendental loving service of the Lord may be described either as surrendered souls, Ashita, as souls advanced in devotional knowledge, Parishad, or as souls completely engaged in transcendental loving service, Anuga. Such devotees are called respectfully neophyte, perfect, and eternally perfect." In other words, neophyte is a sadhaka, perfect is sadhana siddha, and eternally perfect is nitya siddha. This concludes chapter 36. The Nectar of Devotion, Dasirati.